Welcome back to another episode of the Successful Driver Podcast. I'm excited today because we are in the Clear Simple Used Truck Buying Studio for the first time. And I cannot think of someone I'd rather be talking to on this inaugural day here in this space than my pal here, Paul Stevens. Mm-hmm. Paul, thank you. I'm so excited to have you on here, my friend.
Good to be here.
Yeah, no, this is going to be great. I'm really looking forward to talking to you. You've had a variety of roles here at Aero. I'm going to have you talk about that in a second. It's, you've got a lot of unique perspectives, and I'm so excited to kind of tap into that a little bit. But I think what we kind of want to do first is maybe just, why don't you just kind of tell us how you got into the trucking industry a little bit?
My brothers were in it first. And so I was in construction and did a few other things and pastored and just eventually got into it because they kind of talked me into it. And it started there and now it's here.
I'm not going to ask how long ago that was.
Yeah.
But, I know you've carried a lot of different roles here at Aero. Why don't you just kind of tell us a little bit about your time here at Aero, how you got started, where you got started, and what you're doing now?
Started off here at Aero in St. Louis, managing a store there, the branch there, and then got a call and said, I need to go to Atlanta and manage a branch there. So went to Atlanta, and then they brought me back here to KC and was managing a branch here at KC, and then opened up the store in Springfield, the branch in Springfield. And then they asked me if I would be a regional. And so I was a regional over the West. And did that for a few years and then inherited all of the states, traveled a lot. And from there, went back to just the West. And then from there, went back to all over it again and then transferred here about 18 months ago over to the buying side. So now I'm over all the buyers and as we try to find inventory for all of our branches. So I've kind of went from one extreme to the other, from retail to wholesale. Yeah. So it's been fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the difference between jumping from, from the retail side to the wholesale side? What's something you've noticed?
Well, the difference is that, we're starting the buy right up front. And so you have to have good inventory. You have to find good inventory. You're trying to pick inventory out in my mind because I place all inventory, trying to figure out what market, is best for each different type of truck that we buy. And so it's just a little bit different game. You're not dealing with customers as much as you are dealing with the buyers and dealing with packages and people who own a lot of trucks. And so it's fun. It's a new episode of my career and I love it.
So, this last 18 months, honestly, the last 18 months has presented a lot of challenges, for everybody across the industry. I don't think that's a secret. What have you kind of noticed and what are you seeing out there?
Well, definitely the COVID scared everybody right when I came over and, the buying looked like we weren't going to buy much. And then it just opened up. The floodgates opened up. Then there was the COVID, a shortage of parts trying to get the new trucks. And therefore, it's been challenging. And we're at a point right now where inventory is very difficult to find. And you're going to see that that's going to change the industry. It's going to change Aero a little bit in a few years. Because when we do get the influx of trucks that we will receive eventually when all the new trucks, you're going to have a lot of trucks that have high miles on them.
Yeah.
We're going to have to learn how to sell them.
No, that's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point. That's a great way to kind of, framing all this stuff. There's going to be new realities that come from the environment we're here now, for sure.
Definitely. Yeah, most definitely. It's going to be a challenge because I don't really think people comprehend how many trucks it's going to be with miles, say over six. And so that's going to create a new challenge. But if the market slides a little bit right now, get top dollar for truck, any truck you have. So when the market adjusts and get back to normal conditions, we'll have to figure out how to move those trucks and people will have to buy those trucks. But with higher mile trucks comes more recon, getting the trucks ready. It's going to create some challenges.
But yeah,
we'll be up for it.
No, absolutely. Yeah. This is the one of the most resilient markets, one of the most resilient industries in the world.
It is unbelievable to even think that we'd be doing as well as we have, a record year.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, it definitely is. And, we've tried to, help. This has been a crucial time in our country.
Oh, wow. And so many people. But what's happened, though, is because of COVID, a lot of people got out of their jobs, and we were desperately needing people to get into trucks.
Sure.
And so we have a lot of new people, new faces behind trucks that we might not have had if it wouldn't have been for COVID.
Sure. No, that's absolutely right.
There was a shortage of drivers.
Yeah.
And now, you know, there still is.
There still kind of is.
We do have a generation that's in trucks now that probably would not have been in trucks.
So, yeah, and that's a very good point. Yeah. And that's something that's quite interesting. So, you know, what kind of advice do you have for maybe a new generation of truck drivers that maybe doesn't have the experience that we see? I mean, they're coming in at a different time where, you know, there's going to be changes to this industry, kind of as you talked, over the next 5 years. When they're in it now, they start, maybe even started in the pandemic.
You know, I don't probably understand to the fullest what a driver is up against, but I would say this right here, but like anything else, you know, when you purchase your semi, if you're an owner operator, especially, treat it like it's a business.
Absolutely.
Make sure you set some money aside, because these trucks will break. We try to go through them. Earl really tries to set the driver up good when we go through our reconditioning and different things. But, you know, treat it like it's a business. Make sure you have that fund set aside to help you get through, because it's not really the breakdown probably that's going to get you. It's going to be probably the amount of time that you have to wait to get your truck in a shop.
Yes. And I mean, that bottleneck probably is, it's out there too.
Oh, it can be 5-6 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, in the environment we're in now, I mean, it's the same, you know, it's the same kind of thing. There's a bottleneck here in some of these areas and parts of the industry.
And, watch the signs. I mean, right now we're pretty steady. I mean, I think I'd look just yesterday and the spot rate was up. I think it's the highest it's been all year.
It's crazy.
So, that's a good thing. And so these truckers, they have an opportunity to make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But when you're making a lot of money, make sure you just set a little aside, because you're going to need it. But it's a good time to be in trucking.
Absolutely.
It's a good time. It's a good living. And then it's a good time to be in it.
So that's, I think that's really great advice for, anybody in the truck industry. And I think the question I'm about to ask you is probably similar in the same vein, but I know you've had a lot of experience in a lot of different places. Again, I'm not aging you, but I do want to know, and we ask everybody that we talk to in the trucking industry this question on the show: what makes a successful truck driver in your opinion?
I think staying with it. I think, making sure that he gets, partnered up with a good company. And I think Arrow is a good company. I mean, you not only want to buy a truck, but you do want to buy a truck that that has been went through, and that you're buying from a company that's going to stand behind you. And I believe Arrow really stands behind their customers. And I know I've been in that role. I've done a lot of things. And so I would say stay with it, set money aside, realize the times, the loads, watch the loads, because if the economy switches just a little and the loads dry up a little bit, then the larger companies suck it all up. Mm. So the owner operator especially has to be very proactive and really climb in with someone that can be long term.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a lot of research in who you're tying yourself to, I'm sure. And that's a valuable point, man.
But it's just such a good time.
Yeah.
Truckers should be just, loving life right now. Because they're getting paid what they deserve.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, it's absolutely. This has been a thankless job forever. Yeah. And, you saw, some shortages in the supply chain, some issues in the supply chain. And I think it magnified just the importance of what this industry provides to this country.
But even if it cools down, you think about it, the drivers that now are driving that never would have drove, we were in such a shortage, and there's going to be several of them that might get out, but there's going to be a lot of them that stay, and that's what we needed. Mm. We needed them to have that taste, that experience, and you're going to find out that trucking's just been very good for a lot of people.
Mm, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and so what do you think your role right now in the truck driver story is out there?
Hopefully, being at Arrow, knowing Arrow, I can promote Arrow, not because I work for Arrow, because I know the passion and I know what all we put behind it. We just don't go buy trucks just to be buying trucks. We buy trucks that we think that's going to fit our customers. We go through those trucks. We have good sales staff. We have good finance programs, and we stand behind our customer. I don't think, you'll find another organization that stands behind the customers like Arrow Truck Sales.
I'm biased too, but I tend to agree. And, we talk a lot about, you're talking about protecting your investment and some of these, really prudent decisions that these guys need to be making. And, you know, we don't really try to, you know, I'm not trying to sell anybody right now on some of the warranties and stuff that are out there, but a lot of that's super valuable for these guys too.
With the price of breakdowns, right? Mm-hmm. Now parts. Yep. I mean, trucks now, when I first started this, Kent, you know, $2,500 would have been a lot of money. It'd been like, what? if I had a bill today for $2,500, I'd be jumping for joy. I pay the bill, you know, and because it's so expensive and warranties are like insurance. You know, all of us pay insurance on our cars, but we don't use it unless we wreck or unless someone hits us. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes very valuable.
Right.
And so these warranties are valuable. I'm not here to sell anybody a warranty, but I'm here to tell you, with all the customers that I've dealt with in the last 15, 16 years at Arrow, I can tell you warranties are worth having.
Absolutely. And that's not just an Arrow statement. I mean, if you're working with anybody, that's a valuable thing to know, yes, regardless of who you work with.
Right.
You know, I do think there's some value in the plans being really quality comprehensive. And like, you got to do the same thing. You got to do your research on those too.
That's exactly right. Make sure you're getting, you know, the best bang for your buck. And I think Arrow can set you up pretty good at that. But there's other, like you said, no matter where, if you're going to go buy a truck, make sure you protect your investment. It's a business. Mm-hmm. That's your business. Treat it like a business, you know, mm-hmm. And that's when you'll succeed.
And, you know, with the way the rates are right now, it's higher stakes than it's ever been. And that's, you know, what kind of you're talking about here, you know, with great power comes great responsibility,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. And we're seeing it right now. I mean, people that learn to do this, people that have the warranty, they'll probably tell you, they may not like it at the time when they seen some of the price on it, but then when they use it, they say, wow, just that thing. Cause I've seen some big payouts,
sure.
Big payouts. Yeah. And so, you know, the warranties do pay out and they're worth having. You're protecting your investment. You're protecting your business.
Mm-hmm. No, you know, I always, one of my kind of jokes is I think a truck purchase is more mortgage than it is just a car.
Yes.
You know, it's a big life decision and it needs to be treated like a big life decision.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, like everything you've kind of talked about here, it ties in with that, I think.
Absolutely. So, and you know, you set up with one truck and you succeed and you learn how to do that one truck, man, there's opportunity to get a second truck and get a driver and you really create a big business
there. Yeah.
And Arrow stands behind customers like that. We love to get a customer started in the one truck and let him have that experience of tasting success. And once he really learns how, it's just not about driving. It's about how do I do this business? How do I make, you know, there's ins and outs to every business. And once they figure that out, then they get another and then another. And we've built some companies out there in the United States for people because they've stayed with us and now they have more than one truck with us.
Mm. I've never asked anybody this question on this show, but I want to ask you now. What gets you up in the morning to come here and work?
Oh, I love the passion of just finding deals with my guys. That's a chase. I love putting the values on trucks. I love the people I work with. We have a great company. Arrow Truck Sales is a very, very sound company, small company, but it's a company full of employees who care, who are professional, who know this business. And when you work with people like that, it's enjoyable, very enjoyable. And if I ever lose that passion, I'll get out. I hadn't lost it yet. Yeah. So I'm very, very happy to come to work every day.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people like that here.
Yeah.
I do too.
So, you know, hopefully our customers see it.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there in the field and you've got to work intimately with a lot of them. Oh, you know, I think there's a heart of the teacher. Yeah. In a lot of the people that, you know, I'm sure you can probably speak to that better than I can.
Well, I've been around for a while and I've hired a lot of these guys and that's running these branches and, you know, we just got good quality people. I mean, I would put Arrow's people up against anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, we care. And I think you will find that. I think if our customers, you know, if you talk to our customers, they would tell you that, no, you know, we have trucks that break down, everybody does, but they would tell you from our managers to our salespeople, our managers, even up here to corporate, that it's people who care.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, make sure you climb and, you know, and bed and get, you know, with a company that's going to be there for you.
Sure.
And we're there for you.
Yeah. Do your research.
Do your research. You'll see it. That's
we're not, right. We're not the only person that you know, but we stand by what we do.
Yeah.
We believe in what we do.
Yep. And, you know, we're thankful for the truckers.
Oh my,
we wouldn't have a job without them.
Hey, we have a t-shirt that runs around this place that we want our truck drivers wearing. You bought it, I brought it.
That's right.
There's a, we understand the value of these guys.
Hey, and, I love it. Don't you? I love it. And you know, there's just a lot of things that get you up in this business, and it's been very good to me. And, you know, hopefully I was able to give back when I finish this career up. I'll be able to say that I gave back not only to the people at Arrow, but to our customers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Paul, I'm so appreciative of your time. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with you here.
Appreciate you.
I'm really glad you got to be the first person here in person in the studio. Yeah. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Kent.
All right. That's another episode of the Successful Driver Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks so much to Paul Stevens here. We'll catch you later.